Tina Foster here on the Afternoon Adventure brought to you by Loan Express. I'm talking to Henriette MacArthur, author of Henry and Harriet, available at Pine Tree Books here at PZFM Studios. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Can you tell us what your book, Henry and Harriet, is about?
Well, it's actually a book I wrote for my daughter when my mom passed away very suddenly a few years ago. And so the book is about a sudden death, and it's about two caterpillars who are happy on their journey through life, and then one is suddenly and simply gone. And the story confirms that the one gone is in a different form, in a different place, but the book mostly concentrates on the way that the one that's left behind is feeling.
So what made you decide to write a book for children that validate the feelings of children when someone passes away?
Well, when my mom died, my daughter was 5 at the time, and she was really devastated, and I went to look for a book at that time, and I did find a few different ones, but they were very specific to an old person or somebody with cancer, or I even found something on suicide to explain that to children. And certainly not suggesting those books don't have their merit, because they absolutely do. But I found they were so specific that they didn't apply to our situation. So I just wrote the story for my daughter, never actually intending on publishing it at the time.
Okay, so how long have you been an author, and what made you decide to become a children's book author?
Well, it just started with that story, actually. There was no thought put into it before that, but I kind of, after I wrote the story, my daughter read it several times, but I did show it to other people that were in social services and in the funeral home business and teachers and all sorts of people like that, and I got a lot of really positive feedback, so I just decided to go ahead and publish it kind of as a tribute to my mom.
All right. Can I ask you, how long does it take you to write a book?
It depends what the topic is. I've just written a new book about Alzheimer's. That's been my work career for about 10 years now, to work with people that have Alzheimer's. So that story took me a lot longer to write. I guess it's different with every story. The story of Henry and Harriet, I actually wrote down the questions that my daughter had for about a year before I wrote it. So it didn't really take me long to write it in the end, but it did take me a while to actually document all the things I wanted to include.
So you do have a plan for another book. When can we look forward to seeing that one?
It should be printed actually in May, so very soon.
Do you believe that these books help children deal with tough topics?
I think if you can find the right book, it's a great tool. It's a well-known fact that children don't grieve intensely for long periods of time, just for very short periods of time. So often as adults, I think we think if they don't show signs of upset, that we assume that they're doing fine and they've made a quick recovery. But that's what's neat about a book, I think, is that the child can read it once or read it 100 times for comfort. Also, it's a good starting point for discussion if they have questions, and many adults find these topics kind of hard to approach. A book kind of will plant a few seeds of discussion, and maybe they'll come to you with some questions.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Henriette. And if someone would like to contact you to get a copy of your book, where can they go?
Well, of course I would direct them to Pine Tree Books, but also I do have a website if you'd like to check it out at all. It's www.morethanwordsbooks.ca.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.